Good evening with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports. I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman's national cyclist is ready to compete at the inaugural Junior Pan American Championships in Cali, Colombia. This is Nathaniel Forbes' third time representing the Cayman Islands abroad. Coach Ken Gokul said they arrived in Colombia on Sunday night and Forbes is ready to compete this Friday.
We have been going out on road training with the other teams for the past 2 days. This is Nathaniel's third time abroad, representing Cayman Islands, so he's getting quite accustomed to international travel and racing. He gets better on each trip. Our aim so far is to get a placing win in the top 10. I believe he's in good standing for this.
Coach Gokul says Forbes is definitely a contender at these games, but needs more exposure in his age group.
Our weakness is a lack of cycling racing to this standard in the Cayman Islands, but our local Cayman training overcomes this. We still need racing in the Cayman Islands as our racing is still developing. Nate needs more exposure on the regional and international scene. As a 19-year-old, he's competing with more advanced riders, but he's able to match their skill sets. We await his race on Friday to see the outcome of this.
Forbes is set to compete in 2 days in the 87-mile road race. Lacey Barnes throws a second-time all-time best at the inaugural Junior Games. The Charifta gold medalist placed fifth overall in the finals of the Under-23 Championships on Tuesday evening in the discus throw with a second best of 51 meters flat.
I was very pleased with my performance for different reasons. Again, it's always an honor to represent Cayman, and especially to come fifth at this magnitude of an event, the Pan American Games. It's definitely a great achievement for me. My performance specifically, I felt okay. You know, typically this is not the time of the year that I throw discus. I won't be throwing discus consistently until March in the outdoor season, because this event was originally supposed to be in September to end my season of last year. However, I'm still pleased. It's bittersweet because I do feel like I was very close to a medal. It was just a meter away. So, you know, that's always that. But again, I was still very happy with my performance for many reasons.
Barnes tells Radio Cayman Sports she recently became a mental health advocate for athletes after seeing her peers, including herself, battle with pressure, setbacks or injuries, health and well-being.
I always want athletes to know that mental health is not a stigma and that every athlete goes through roadblocks and stuff like that. And I've personally been working on myself this last semester, seeing a sports psychologist, getting my mind in check. And this track meet was the first time that I have ever felt so confident in years. I was ready to compete for my country. I was ready to go big and go bold. And for me to come fifth was pretty great, especially throwing a second time all-time best in my life. So I'm happy.
Sports psychology involves the study of how psychological factors affect performance and how participation in sport and exercise affect psychological and physical factors.
And I just want to always say that all athletes go through these hurdles and these inner demons, and that it's okay to talk to sports psychologists. It's okay to talk about your issues because there is someone always there to help. Mental health is not a stigma. And with the proper care, you can get through anything. And this meet was definitely a testament to myself that I am still as good as I think I am, and that I know I am, and that I can still do well under pressure.
And World Rugby will be changing their eligibility rules at the end of this year. For a lot of athletes in the Cayman Islands, the current circumstances have created missed opportunities. But because of the determination of players and Cayman Rugby, a test match against Mexico has been secured for next weekend in Mexico.
From the 1st of January 2022, the new regulation rule will be that you have to reside in a country for 60 months consecutively. So there's quite a big difference for a player who's become 3 years eligible, but if he doesn't play by the end of this year, he will have to wait a further 2 years in order to become eligible again. And this is where the conversation started. Our executive team, led by our VP of Rugby, Ben McDonald, got into conversation with our team manager, Rianne Minty, to discuss a possible game in order to cap a lot of our players who are eligible. And with the help of Mexico and Rugby Americas North, we have managed to secure this game.
National coach Jovan Balls says World Rugby had a regulation that if you have not played for another country and have residency in the Cayman Islands for 36 months consecutively, then you would be able to represent the Cayman Islands before December 31st, 2021.
We have had a number of corporate rugby players, Caymanian rugby players, who have come to Ireland or who have been born here that over the last 2 years have been building up to gain eligibility and then participate and play for the Cayman national team. Obviously, the Caymanian-based player has not necessarily had to worry too much of the residential rule, but the person who has come onto Ireland to work, the 36 months maybe could have come into effect for them in 2021 or even 2020. But unfortunately, through COVID, they have not been able to play an international test match and officially be capped as a Caymanian national rugby player.
The regulation will change to 5 years residency as of January 1st, 2022. So this test match against Mexico will give 14 players on the Cayman Islands national squad the opportunity to represent the island at an international level. The next tournament is on December 11th against Mexico in Mexico City. That'll do it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.